In Tennessee, pregnant women addicted to illegal narcotics could soon face jail time. That's if a bill passed by the state legislature gets the governor's signature. The strict proposal has enjoyed bipartisan support, even over objections from doctors. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN brings us the story.
There's a medical term Tennesseans are learning, neonatal abstinence syndrome. It's what happens when a newborn has withdrawal symptoms a day or two after birth, and this is what it sounds like. At its worst, these babies suffer from seizures, and it's unclear whether there might also be lasting effects. Tennessee last year forced every hospital to start reporting cases, and numbers have only been going up. As health officials have made drug-dependent babies a top priority, the state legislature has taken a more punitive approach.
It's always somebody else's fault. You know, what's wrong with you screwed up, you're wrong, you got to pay the consequences. What's wrong with that?
That's State Representative Terry Lynn Weaver, who initially wanted to make it possible to charge women with homicide if their drug-dependent newborn died. Ultimately, though, she had to tone it down, and the woman would now have the option to seek treatment.
We can't make her get help herself, but by golly, we can give her an option and a choice.
Weaver is a conservative Republican, but Democrats jumped on board, too. State Representative John DeBerry admits it seems unnatural to punish a pregnant woman for harming her unborn child.
We're always trying to save children that should be saved by the families. And I have said, if there's a better way, bring it to me. And I hadn't seen it yet.
In other states, prosecutors have gone after addicts whose newborn died, trying to charge them with murder. Farah Diaz-Tello of the National Advocates for Pregnant Women points to a case in Mississippi.
What Tennessee is doing is creating a law that would permit this type of prosecution. Not for murder, but it would allow for reckless endangerment, which is a misdemeanor, all the way up to aggravated assault.
And an assault charge could mean 15 years behind bars for the mother. New mother Jackie Baines has returned to a Nashville women's clinic for a checkup. Her son is 7 weeks old and perfectly healthy. Baines says she was hooked on pain pills when she found out she was pregnant.
It was hard to tell anybody.
But Baines got help and says it would have been even harder if she thought she could be punished for her addiction.
Some people are worried about going to jail and what it could do, but then you also have to worry about what it could do to the baby too. But I do think it will deter people from wanting to come in to seek help.
It's a concern that worries many in the medical community that the punitive approach, even with its treatment option, will drive away women or encourage more abortions. Jessica Young is an obstetrician at Vanderbilt University Medical Center who specializes in drug treatment during pregnancy. She says lawmakers don't fully understand that addiction can be a sickness.
Being a poorly controlled diabetic is terrible for pregnancy, probably equally as bad as drug addiction. And we don't legislate those choices, and I think that this is an easy group to pick on because addiction has such a stigma.
Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam, a relatively moderate Republican, has been hearing from women's groups around the country asking him to veto the bill, but he says he's comfortable with the final language, given that a woman always has a way to avoid jail time, even after giving birth to a child going through drug withdrawal. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.